Paul Armani raised Armani blog on Audioboo and on all good social networks, I assume. Well, he is. Raised the question about, do we keep lists or curate a list of people that submit to Audiomo? No, we don't. All I do is I use search the hashtag via Twitter, and that's the way I keep up to date with all of the Audiomo submissions, because I've not been a fan of lists, because the problem is, if you add somebody to a list and they stop doing something, then you know you have to keep on amending the list, and that's not why. That's why I'm not really a huge fan of lists. You know, somebody could post an Audiomo one day and then never post ever again, but you've already added them to the list. So I just don't like creating lists. A live search of the hashtag is an easier option for me, because it actually shows who actually is posting to Audiomo. That's the way I keep on top of it. I have a TweetDeck search open for the hashtag, and I have another TweetDeck column open with at replies to Audiomo. So it just keeps it all separate from my personal Twitter account, etc. And it's not, as I say, it's not only Twitter as well. I mean, you can search for who's who's taking part in Audiomo by going to tagboard.com and searching the hashtag there, because they search other social networks as well. We use that quite often as well. But lists are not—it's just not the way I work, unfortunately. I know people are huge fans of lists, but it's not a thing I do. I've never been a fan of lists.